Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's appearing increasingly likely there could be some major changes in the state's criminal justice system sometime next year. After the state Senate's approval of sweeping criminal justice reform, the Massachusetts House is now taking up the issue next week. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jeffrey Sanchez says the House is committed to helping people who make mistakes.
The House is moving in a very progressive manner in stepping away from broad-based policies in criminal justice to a system that is focused on individuals and the challenges in their lives.
As expected, the House version of criminal justice reform is more conservative than the plan approved by the state Senate, but it's not as conservative as many observers had expected. With us to go through the details is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start by asking, what are the major changes the House is proposing in its package?
Well, like the Senate bill, they are proposing changes in many different areas. They're seeking to eliminate mandatory minimum sentences for certain low-level nonviolent drug offenses. They're creating a process for letting people seal and expunge some juvenile criminal records, as well as for some young adults ages 18 to 21. And most marijuana convictions would also be eligible for expungement since recreational marijuana use is now legal for adults. Speaking about the bill, House Speaker Robert DeLeo said that it provides supports for people coming out of prison in an effort to cut down on recidivism.
For the first time, you know, we're providing opportunities for those folks who are getting out of prison that now they may have some assistance, whether it's with housing, whether it's with jobs, or whatever it may be, to help them better integrate into society.
But on the other hand, Steve, as I understand it, there are a few areas where the House wants laws to be even tougher. Tell us about the proposals regarding repeat drunk driving and the synthetic opioids, fentanyl and carfentanil.
Yeah, they're going after habitual drunk drivers. Now, the current law has increasing penalties for subsequent offenses, but that caps it at the fifth offense. Now, the House wants to ratchet up penalties for the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth OUIs. Now, as you mentioned, they're getting tough with fentanyl and carfentanil. Anyone dealing in fentanyl would be subject to a minimum penalty of 3.5 years in prison. Get caught trafficking in carfentanil, and you could go away for 3.5 to 20 years.
Bigger picture, Steve, we mentioned that the House plan goes further than some had expected. So what sort of reception is it getting thus far?
Well, it's a pretty big bill. It's 129 pages with 106 separate sections. So most stakeholders have been burning the midnight oil trying to read through the whole thing before passing judgment on it. But generally, the reviews from groups seeking changes in the state's criminal justice system have been positive. I was talking to a lobbyist last night who works with a group that supports expungement. He's very happy. He told me that the House bill even goes a little bit further than what the Senate bill did, including more crimes that would be eligible for expungement.
So how does it compare to the criminal justice plan already approved by the Senate?
Well, there are some areas that the House just does not get into that the Senate does. For example, the Senate wants to adjust the statutory rape law to recognize consensual relationships between teenagers. The House steers clear of that. The Senate wants 18-year-olds to be tried in juvenile court. The House keeps it the maximum age at 17, although on the flip side, the House does raise the minimum age for criminal responsibility from 7 to 10.
I assume the thinking is that the House bill will win approval next week?
Yes, it will. It might have a few amendments that will be passed, but it'll be pretty much passed as it came out yesterday.
All right. So then a conference committee from both the House and the Senate would be appointed to negotiate a final bill to put to a vote sometime in 2018. At this point, does that appear to be a very difficult process because of the differences between the two packages?
I don't think it's as difficult as many observers had feared, since the House seems to be willing to make changes in many different areas, just as the Senate has. Although I think expectations there will be that a compromise bill right after the first of the year might be a bit optimistic.
All right, WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, keeping on top of the criminal justice reform issue on Beacon Hill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.